Welcome back to Leaders Recon, where we will discuss leadership, warrior skills, and other opportunities within the Army National Guard. Today, we're continuing our Education Benefits podcast series by discussing college planning and tools that can help you as soldiers getting ready for college. Today, we're speaking with Lieutenant Tamayo from the Education Office. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. First of all, what do you do with the Education Office? What's your position? What is your roles and responsibilities?
Here at National Guard Bureau, I'm in the Education Branch as the Action Officer. So we basically manage the operations within the Education Branch. We have our team that manages the programs, the GI Bill, our federal tuition assistance, our marketing, and all of the counseling that goes on within our office within the National Guard Bureau. But back in the state, when I was back in Guam, I was the Education Service Officer, where we provide all those services to the soldiers, and it's just everything at the state level. So I got the opportunity to counsel soldiers and offer them all of the wonderful education benefits that the military has to offer and how to navigate their way through it, because it can get very complicated. So yeah, that's what I've done and what I do now.
Excellent. So you're the person that we're trying to find whenever we go on NationalGuard.com.
You sure are. And I hope our website is up to date, but that is basically the website where you go to look for your education service officer.
Excellent. So what's something that when you tell somebody, it surprises them?
Oh, man. Something interesting about Lieutenant Tamayo. Where to begin?
I mean, you're from Guam. That's interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so born and raised in Hawaii, developed my career in Guam. An interesting fact, though, is like I'm a farm girl. I grew up on the farm. We have some farmland in Hawaii. And my brother and I build houses, like little tiny homes together. We actually just built one the year of 2021. It was just a small little home, and it was a project just him and I just did. And that's a passion that we both share, and not a lot of people know that about me. So, like, you know, here we are in the uniform where these professionals in suits, and then outside, not a lot of people get that from me as far as like getting my hands dirty and building a house from the ground up within 30 days.
That's super exciting. We've just been spending a lot of time in Hawaii filming the train up for the 29th IBCT going to JRTC. So do you mind if, I mean, a lot of people may not know that Hawaii actually has 8 islands. So do you mind if I ask which island you're from?
I'm from Oahu, the main island.
That's where Honolulu, Waikiki. Yeah. Were you on the south or the north side of the island?
So I'm on the west side.
Okay. By Kapolei.
Kapolei area, yeah. Yes. Kapolei, Ewa Beach area, yeah.
And that's where the 299, no, it's the brigade headquarters is actually, yeah, for 29th IBCT. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So what kind of, when you say a farm, which animals were you, did you raise any animals?
So we have cows, goats. We just recently added ducks to our family of animals. So they're just really fun to have around. Not a lot, I find ourselves or a lot of people getting caught up in the city life and the hustle and bustle of everyday life. And when it goes back to like being at the farm, just the simplicity of the red dirt between your toes and just brushing or petting your animals or whatever, it's just something very grounding and peaceful out there in the farmland. Mm-hmm.
When you said red dirt, it made me think of Oklahoma, because it's, yeah, like, it's all red. It's all like kind of red clay out there. So mm-hmm. When I came out here, it's like all black dirt. And I was like, very interesting. But so that's excellent. Thank you for that, for sharing that. But going back to education benefits and things like that, you work in the education office. What have you used any benefits as a soldier?
Starting off in my career, I was an enlisted, and I've used my federal tuition assistance to fund my own tuition or defer my costs for my tuition, because that only offers $4,000 a fiscal year, and it renews every fiscal year. So that's how it took me 10 years to achieve my bachelor's, because I went at that rate, at a part-time rate. But I did maximize that throughout my years from, when did I start school? 2011 to 2017. And now I'm continuing to use it for my master's degree.
Very cool.
So I'm currently pursuing my master's degree.
In what discipline?
In education, counseling.
Excellent.
So that's all my whole life is around education and counseling and guiding soldiers to better or develop themselves.
So speaking of developing, as far as going to college and getting your degrees knocked out, I would assume an ESO is a pretty key component to that. As far as if you're a soldier planning to go to college, what does an ESO do? How do they help you?
So if you go to your ESO office, like your Joe, right, coming up, I want to go to school. So what an ESO would do is counsel them and just give them the resources to use to make that decision. Because as a soldier or a young adult, you don't know where to start when you want to pursue your college degree or your college endeavor. And the ESO would provide that guidance. There's something called a joint service transcript that translates what your military training can account for in school credits. So then all of your military service counts as something, and it can be used and applied to your degree plan for college. So of course, if you have a whole bunch of military training, say our junior NCOs, like they have a whole bunch of training under their belt already, they can apply what trainings they have and get them that much closer to their degree. So that's one of the tools that you can use. And there's also websites that soldiers can go to that would evaluate the soldier's experience and their interests, and it'll direct them to what type of schools would best fit their needs.
Okay, so the ESO is kind of like the one-stop shop. They have all the knowledge. They know, they're like the guru of mm-hmm. education, huh?
They sure are. It's a lot of knowledge, and it's very easy to get confused between all of them because we have a whole bunch of services. There is no excuse for a soldier not to know where to go or what resources to use to make the right decision as far as what school to go to and what degree they would like to pursue.
And so in the other episodes, we've heard numerous times the best way to find your ESO is nationalguard.com/education.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you look for the state, get the contact, reach out.
Yes.
Okay. So once you reach out to the ESO, what are some of the programs, and this gets into the heart of the podcast, what are those programs that they would likely highlight, like TA Decide, things like that?
So TA Decide is a great website, and I'm sure you guys are going to link the links in the description, but TA Decide is a website where you put your personal information on there where you want to go, and it'll help decide or give you some options that are conducive with what you want to do. And there's also Cooter Journey is also another website that soldiers can go to also put in their information, put what kind of experience they have, what kind of MOS they have, and how their experience can apply to a degree that is in line with what they want. So there's Cooter Journey, TA Decide, and also MilGears. MilGears does a similar function, and it just helps you decide on what school you want to go to or what school will provide you the best services that are in line with what you want.
So it's like aptitude mm-hmm. testing for like mentally where you seem to have interest or things like that. Mm-hmm. And so that would guide you into particular industries
mm-hmm.
and therefore the potential majors and minors that you would want to undergo. Okay. So I want to expound a little bit more on the joint service transcript and how that works. As far as we've discussed it a little bit in other episodes of the benefit or education benefit series, but do you know how the military decides what goes on the transcript and what doesn't, as far as how does that translate from the military to the transcript?
So there is ACES who evaluates all of the military trainings that is inputted in your training record, and they do the evaluation and determine how much credits and what type of credits that type of training would apply to on the civilian side. And that is the whole system. And once we print out or once you send your transcript to the school, it's up to the school to either accept or deny whatever trainings are on your transcript.
Okay. So if I was in the military for 40 years, could I have enough credits on my JST to just immediately get a bachelor's or something?
So usually with schools, on the JST, you could have like a whole bunch of credits listed that from your military training. But again, it's up to the school to accept those and see what is applicable to whatever degree plan that you're choosing to pursue. So say like you're a senior leader as a in and you completed your bowl, like a lot of those courses are like senior management courses, but if you're pursuing something in like art, those type of credits would not translate into your degree because it's not compatible.
Sure.
So it's up to the school to see the compatibility of the courses that you took in the military to apply to whatever degree program that you want to pursue.
Absolutely. So obviously the one of the biggest pieces to deciding where you want to go to college is how much can I afford? So we've heard about this before, and we've discussed it in the like a previous podcast, but the GI Bill comparison tool. So you find it, you where do we find it?
So the GI Bill comparison tool is located on va.gov, and when you go to that website, there's a button there. You'll see it. It says GI Bill comparison tool, and that's where you can compare the different type of GI Bill programs that is available that you're eligible for. And what's great about the tool is it'll compare you to compare what you qualify for amongst all of the different chapters, because there's different chapters within the GI Bill programs. And also it'll identify which one you qualify for. It will also identify the BAH or location. GI Bill benefits, the BAH in particular varies with different locations. So when you pick a school and you see that the BAH or the location of it is going to be like X amount of dollars, this is what the GI Bill will pay you for the GI Bill or for your housing allowance. That would inform you or influence you on what your housing capabilities are when you decide if you decide to go to a school in a certain area. So say you go to Hawaii, BAH, it changes every year. So say BAH is allowing you $3,000. But in Hawaii, as we all know, it's really expensive to live there. Maybe the cost of living is $3,800 for a room. And so that you can use that information to help you decide what school you can afford to go to, considering tuition, housing, and all of the different fees that is involved with going to school. So TA decide or the GI Bill comparison tool would help you or help you realize what you can afford or what you'll get from that program, and you can make your decisions on where you want to go from there.
So the pieces of it sounds like a lot of information is being pumped out. So what do we need to put into, what are the key pieces of information that we need to put into the comparison tool? Like your service,
Yep.
deployments, et cetera. Keep going, sorry.
So yeah, exactly what you said. The information that needs to get put into the comparison tool is your current service, your 214s, like all of the qualifying service that you have, or what status you're in, because your status also affects what is pumped out. And yeah, just basically all of your service information. It'll ask you those specific questions: how much years have you been in, and all of these good informations from your military history. And from there, it'll decide how much you're eligible for, and then compare the cost that would come out of each program.
So you need your service, some ideas of which schools you want to go to. Is it the school itself that you look for, or can you put in a zip code?
You can put in a zip code,
Okay.
so it'll show you like all like the BAH, for instance, in this certain area is going to be this amount.
So you can play, it's exactly what this
It's a
comparison.
tool,
So
yeah, it's a comparing it.
you can look at just, okay, so where all the different finances are going to go. So with all the tools that are available for college planning, it seems like there's a lot of possible ways to research what you're going to research. So it's like, which tools would you recommend people to use for planning their college experience?
So I always recommend that you talk to your ESO because they always have like the best information upfront and available. And then for the self-research would be Cooter Journey, where you can plug in your information again, see where you want to go, and see where the recommendations are from Cooter Journey. TA Decide is also available. And MillGears is also a great tool to help plug in your information. Say you don't want to talk to anybody about it, you just want to research and see what you would qualify, not qualify for, but what your options are. Comparing your results amongst all three different websites would help you help you table all of your options, and you can make the best informed decision as far as where you want to go to pursue your degree program.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for the information. And as we get to the end of the podcast, if you could go back 10 years and give yourself a piece of advice, what would that be?
Oh man, if I could go back to my 10 years ago self, I would say start school as soon as you can, 'cause I delayed a little bit. And I didn't know what type of resources I had available for me. So reach out to your education service officer or even a peer. If you hear a peer talking about school, or even your first line leader, your platoon leader, your NCO leaders, reach out and ask them, like, hey, this is where I want to be in 10 years. How can I get there? And you'll eventually get pointed to the education service officer and get that guidance and figure out which school you want to go to or what program you want to pursue, because it's not always just schools, right? There's credentialing and there's all these different options to develop yourself. Reach out and take steps into that direction of where you want to do or what you want to do in 10 years,
So start
and
sooner.
start sooner. Start as soon as you can because time's a wasting, you know? You're not getting any younger and the benefits are there. The military does offer a plethora of education benefits, and I always tell myself and tell other soldiers there's no excuse for anybody to not pursue any type of professional development because the benefits are there.
And so I think we discussed that you were formerly a platoon leader. Is that correct? So for hypothetically your previous soldiers, like just being at the junior level, like what advice would you give them as far as college planning? Like that's so that was advice for yourself, but I guess it's kind of along the same lines, right? Start as soon as you can.
Yep, start as soon as you can and don't be afraid to like ask those questions like, hey, even if it's as minimal of like getting more points for your promotion packet, right? Or just getting a degree for yourself, not for the military reasons, but just for your own personal development. Ask that question and seek the guidance. And there's online tools. If you were to just Google education benefits, military education benefits, VA.gov would pop up and explore those websites that we all listed because you'll learn a whole bunch that you never knew you knew. You won't know until you research it, right? Go and check those websites out and see what comes up. You might find something that'll change your life forever.
That sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time and all of your expertise, and we thank you for coming on the show. So, thank
All
you.
right, thank you so much for having me.
If you would like more information on any of the topics that we discussed today, please visit our social media pages in the links below. If you liked today's episode, please don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. You can find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.